Good evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening. Apologies about yesterday. Yeah, how was Hanukkah? It was good. By the Chassidim, they say that Grois HaOir is big lights. We should absorb the big lights of Hanukkah. Okay, we finished over Sif Lamed Zayin last week, which is the discussion of Michael Briim. So what we learned was that... that's the bottom of page 334, what we're going to be starting tonight, Sif Lamed Ches. Malchut Briim was the concept of food which is not directly recognized as a food for, which is not directly recognized as a medical item, that's mutter for everybody to have, even if you're doing it for medical purpose. So the example given is maybe the contemporary, what if somebody's not feeling well and he wants to have whiskey? The whiskey will make him take some of that. No, will make him feel a bit better. Yeah, if a person is a bit under the weather and you've got a bit of temperature, yeah, we'll do sinuses. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So the shaila is if you're doing it for your sinuses, you're doing it because you want to have a bit of whiskey, will make you feel better. Are you allowed to do it? Yes or no? So the answer is categorically yes, this is permitted. Even if that's your intention to make you feel better, it is absolutely mutter because it's considered a Michael Briim. It's a food for healthy people. It's a drink that people will enjoy when they're healthy as well. Hence, it's considered a Michael Briim. It's something which is a normal food item. Even if the purpose is medical, you're allowed to have it. The same would be for a cup of tea. Even if you're a person that doesn't normally go for a tea, you don't normally go for tea, you find them, yeah, you don't like teas. But when you have a sore throat, you will have a tea. What's going to be the halacha? The answer is categorically, this is mutter. It's mutter lechatchila, even if you're having it for medical purpose, because that's a Michael Briim. It's a food for healthy people, it's a drink, it's a beverage for healthy people too. And therefore, even if you are of the minority that is not normally going to have it, and you only have it for medical purpose, but nevertheless, it is mutter, and it's mutter lechatchila.
It has to be done in the same way, as you would during the week.
Yeah. Yes. Meaning that if you don't normally...
Someone has a toothache, they can't gargle.
Yes, correct. Point taken. Absolutely correct. Yeah. The question that was asked is with regards to sleeping pills. But by the way, the vitamins, one could argue that the vitamins is Michael Briim. One could argue. I don't like the argument so much. But one could argue perhaps that vitamins is Michael Briim. Perhaps. But sleeping tablets, sleeping pills. Is that, how would you look at it? Muta also. Also why? It's like a medicine.
How is it like a
medicine? Is it preventative? Why is it preventative? Yeah. I hear that. It's stopping you from being awake, so it's taking away. Yeah.
What's the truth of it? How is it making you any less?
Good. So there's a machlokes a poskim about that. Some poskim look at the fact that a person can't sleep is a medical issue. They look at it as a medical issue. And it's no different than the other medicines that you take in order to solve a medical issue. And therefore, by taking a sleeping tablet, it will be considered a tool for it. It's a medical treatment. And therefore, a person wouldn't be allowed to take it on Shabbos because it's a gzera of shchikas ha'mamonim. Others disagree. Others disagree, and they say that if it's a person that will take it regularly, and it's the kind of thing that just it's not medicine; it's just something he'll regularly take because he knows he's got sleeping issues. Then it may be considered as a Michael Briim. Perhaps I don't like this argument so much. To me, the simple understanding is that it is a medical treatment. But if somebody really constantly takes medical, then perhaps it would be categorized as a Michael Briim. Yeah. Yeah, so it's like somebody takes aspirin the whole time, somebody takes paracetamol the whole time, he won't be considered Michael Briim because of that. Point taken. I feel the same than you. Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. It's a valid as well.
Can I also, the other side of the coin, Louis Suya, someone would take recreational drugs in pill form, which aren't doing anything helpful. They're just psychotropics, whatever it is that they are. Buying them on the black market, taking them on Shabbos, so they have no beneficial effect in Gunson. And am I, they're pills. So the fact that you're taking a pill doesn't make it medicine. It just means it's a pill. So I understand that schikat zamanim is an issa on taking medication, not that it has to be in pill form. So the fact that you take this sleeping tablet, who says it's doing you any good? The kind of sleep that you get when you have a chemically induced sleep is anyway arguably not even very helpful, because your brain is in a different state. It doesn't have a regular REM sleep. It's just whatever you're.
And therefore, you argue that it's not. It should be including shchikas zamanim.
No, I'm saying it's doing something, but who says what it's doing is useful?
Right, that's a strong spell. Yeah. Mind. Yeah.
You can drink lots of alcohol, yeah, and that will knock you out. That doesn't make it into a...
Yeah. What everybody agrees is that if somebody is really completely knocked out to an extent that he's not well, he's not able to function properly because he's like a zombie, then everybody agrees, if he's like just not operating normally, then everybody agrees that halacha is that it's mutter. Why? Because he's categorized as a choyle. He's now in a choyle state. And a choyle, even if you are going to tell me that's including zeir shchikas zamanim, but we have learned and we have established that a choyle shem b'zakona, the zeir of shchikas zamanim doesn't apply. So therefore, the argument is that if somebody is really on that state, and that whatever it is, all the poskim will probably agree that he's allowed to take him at their sleeping tablet. Rabbi Yisai, Sif Lamed Ches. Mota lechol srofim mesukim, sap. Veligmoya beitzechaya. And to swallow a raw egg, kedel hani makol, to make the voice particularly beautiful. Now, I don't know if it's a myth or it's true, but it looks like it is true. Any chazanim here? Any chazanim? Yes, raw eggs, Rabbi Feingold. Does it a trick? Does it a trick? You don't need it. So it says that somebody who wants to have his voice particularly, you heard about chazanim having eggs, right? That's what they say, they have raw eggs. So if they have this raw egg, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos or not? Or is it considered a medical treatment? The answer is that he's allowed to. So Chonoch says that the sofim mesuk, which is a kind of sap, but ligmaya beitza, to swallow a raw egg, that is mutter. And what's the reason for that? So if gotten kufchov beis, Mishneh Berurah says, mutter lechol de lav lerefuahu, it is not for medical treatment, it's not a medical purpose. The ligzer bazeh that Chachomim have established on that, and they've decreed on that, mishum, because of shchikas zamanim, they have not decreed on it shchikas zamanim, the ligzer of grinding herbs, because it's not medical. It's just for increasing and improving the voice capacity, and that's not considered ligzer shchikas zamanim. I think there's an element of a chiddush that. Or do you okay with that? So you're allowed to swallow raw eggs. Next time you're taking musaf and halal. No problem, you can take a raw egg. Sif Lamed Tes, en oisim affictivizin, per sha'oruch affik tvei zoin. Kloimal oitzi oidif amozin. What it is, according to the oruch, is affik tvei zoin, is to remove surplus food. If a person overate a little bit, it was a bit too much. So what he's doing, the hand gromas ki, and he's causing, therefore, he's causing himself to vomit. So you're not to do that. If you want to remove excess food in that particular way, that isn't, you're not allowed to do that. I feel it even on weekdays. Why are you not allowed to do that? Mishum hefsed oichel, because it's hefsed oichel, which is, in line with it is also because of baltashchis. You are eating too much, and after you're wasting food. You're wasting food that hefsed oichlin, and therefore it's also even on weekdays. If he's suffering, he just like he overate. He couldn't stop himself. He went on and on and on and on, and now he's like suffering badly from it. So and now he's in pain. He's like in agony from all this food. Then b'chol mutra afilu b'sam, on weekdays allowed to do even if he's taking medicine to help him, that would be mutra. So if he's in tzar, if he's in agony, then he's allowed to take a medicine on weekdays. Uve Shabbos, but on Shabbos he will be also b'sam u'mutar b'yad. And on Shabbos he wouldn't be allowed to take a medicine to induce this, but b'yad with the hand would be permitted. So Rabbi Yisai, in principle, there's an issa of overeating because of hefse, and causing this affik tfei zoin, because of there's a problem hefset oichlin. If he's in agony from it, then on weekdays he's allowed to take medicine. On Shabbos he won't be allowed to take medicine. But to remove the agony, he would like to do it by hand. Why is it also? Why is it also in this case? Why are you not allowed to do that on Shabbos? You're allowed to take some a medicine in order to do that. That's right. It's a refuah. That's afilu besam sevkot mchkuf chov dalat mishnebura. Afilu besam the domine refuah. This resembles a medical treatment. Ugzera and it's included in the decree. Mishum shchikas hamonim because of shchikas hamonim. I suppose it resembles indeed a medical. He's in pain and he's taking a medicine which will help him. So that's a refuah. It's pretty much a refuah, and that's why it's also.
Somebody's got a stomach ache. Now this is a kois. Now literally a kois is a cup. Now, I don't know what this cup is made out of, but what he wants to do is to put he wants to take this cup. What could the cup be made out of? I don't know what it's made out of, but he takes this cup, which was at one point there was hot water in there. And it was pulled out. So nowadays it's a hot cup which has nothing in it. Now he wants to put this hot cup, which is now empty, on his stomach. So achoshi b'meyov, somebody has got stomach pain. Muta, he's allowed to liten alem kosh, he's allowed to take a cup. She'er meinu chamin, which was emptied from hot beverage inside it. Half of pisha danish behavior, although there's a bit of, there's still hot air in it. It's still hot, there's still hot steam in it. It's still hot, it's still internally hot. You'll have to put that on the stomach. Why are you allowed to do that? Why are you allowed to do that? So you're taking this hot cup, which is now empty, and you put it on your stomach. That is mutter. If a person has got a stomach ache. The reason why this is muta is a very important yisoid, and we're going to get to that. I want to explain that shortly. Let's carry on a little bit, and we're going to explain that in greater detail shortly. Why this is muta? Surely this should be included in the gzeir of shchikas hamonim. Surely this is a medical treatment. Taking a hot item, you're putting it on your stomach. Surely there should be also. So why is it muta?
It's not necessarily a refuah per se. Some people might apply it to their stomach for just more therapeutic or reasons, or because they get cold and they...
Okay, good. So that might be a good approach. Good. No, it's a valid point. It's a valid point. It's not intrinsically a medical treatment. But the emphasis is a bit more to it, and we're going to get to it. See if Mem Aleph. Misha Nishtake. Somebody is drunk. What do you do if you're drunk? Any experience in it? What do you do if you're drunk? Misha nishtake, somebody's drunk. Sherefu osoy losuch kapos yodo viraglov b'shemen. And his way of healing is losuch kapos yodo viraglov b'shemen. Is to smear the palms of his hands and of his feet b'shemen with oil. Mutar lesuchon b'shabbos. Somebody who is drunk, and in order to help that, is to take a bit of oil and you smear it on the palm of the hands and of the feet with that oil. And that makes you feel better. The drunkenness, he gets sober by having a bit of oil on his hand and feet. Have you tried it? Maybe next time you have you're overdoing it, maybe try that out, because that seems to help. The Shulchan Aruch said that's muta. The reason is because he's not really a refuah. He's not ill. All it is that he's drunk. Drunk is not ill. And therefore, that's not including Zer Shrika Samamonim. Sif Mem Base. Exercise, Saboy. So that's an interesting question. Somebody who likes to exercise on Shabbos. Exercising, Mutter or not?
No,
also,
it probably isn't Mutter, but I never understood this because it's not a refuah.
What is it? Why is it not a refuah?
It makes a healthy person, it maintains their health, but it's not making a sick person better.
Okay.
It might do. Where do you draw the line?
Somebody's got a neck ache. Somebody's got a stiff neck, and some exercise will ease the pain or will make the muscles more.
Someone who goes running every day, not because they've got a stiff neck, just because they do. So
you think that because they do it daily, that's why it should be motivated. But if a person doesn't do it daily, if a person has got certain exercise which will relieve the pain or will...
If a physio said do this, then that's one thing. But if they just some exercise...
You're saying that physio, but physio, what's the halach of physio?
Okay, so then you have to ask Rob. But I mean, physio, it might be that you have to do it because there might be such a chayla that they have to do it. But it depends on the situation. But someone who hasn't got anything wrong with them, they are a very completely and utterly...
So for a body, there should be no reason why why exercise should be also. Habayi said, let us look at Sif Mem Beis. Ein misalmin. Misalmin is a type of exercise, type of massaging. Tanu shudoyres ala guf bekoyach. So it's not exercise in a way that it's more like massaging. Shudoyres, you press ala guf on the body bekoyach with strength. Kidei in order shiagir veyaziat that he's gonna. Yeah, Kiddush Yagia, that is, she said he schwitzes. So he will do some movement, it will cause him to schwitz. But the starting point is a strong, heavy massage. Also that's also. Ein misalmin, this is also to do this kind of physical exercise, which is based on massage. That is also.
Says one should ask a rav about the particular sort of exercise that one's going to do to check whether it's...
So the Mishnah Berurah over here, Ksiv Kotten Kuf Chav Tes explains, Bekoyach, what is he talking about over here? Roi Tzolayim, Asher Poishtin Umekaplin Zroi Yisayan, they stretch and they fold their... They fold in a stretch their limbs, their body in front and in back, and they get warm from it, and they schwitz. It's a kind of exercise, and that would be also. If Kotten Kuflamed explains, that is including refuah. Yes.
He does
himself. No. Doyreis, somebody else does. Yeah, but it does. He will. Well, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein misalmin shenu doyreis al haguf bekoyach, kedei sheyagir v'yaziz, that pressing will make him afterwards move his.
It's not the person who's having it done to him, it's the person doing it. It's not the person who's getting the exercise, it's the person doing it on his
own. No. You think that it's talking about the person? I think it's talking about. No, there is a person that will get. There's two people here. Yes, there's two people here. But I think that the issa is on the person who is get. Yeah.
What's he doing?
Well, it will. This massage will make him. It's probably not the massage the way we understand. It's the kind of massage that will make him make some movement. Will cause him. Will make him stretch and it's, it probably encourages him to stretch and to move his limbs in a way that will cause him some exercise and will cause him to schwitz. Is that an interesting type of massage? And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Tainu shedoyres al haguf, he will be pressed on his body bekoyach with strength kedei in order sheagir v'yaziya, that he will sheagir, that he will move and yaziya, he will schwitz. Doyres means pressing. The other person, yeah. But the issa is not on him. The issa is on the person who is on the receiving end.
Don't do this pressing on the person.
Is
the person
who's
doing
are they extrapolating from here to every exercise or just this particular?
The person who's getting the exercise, not them doing it.
The issa is also for the issa is it must be on the person receiving the end on the receiving end. He's the one receiving. He's the one receiving the treatment, as it were. So the issa is on him. I mean, you're right. You're asking that the one who's doing it is also doing physical exercise, and right. Yeah, and it could even yeah. I don't know what the halach of him is. Could be that also the chayr would be also as well. I'm not sure. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but clearly the issa is referring to the one on the receiving end. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, the also litchoy kreisoy shel tinoik. A child who is constipated, you're not allowed to litchoy kreisoy, you're not allowed to encourage litchoy kreisoy to press his stomach. For him to be relieved, that would be also as well. That's also included in the Issa of Shrikas Samamonim. So you're right. If he will be categorized, if there is any reason to assume that he's a chola, then it will be included in the heta. You're right. In Kuf Lamed Aleph, he says. If his mom is perfectly well, this will be also. However, if he goes into the category that is in pain and is will therefore be considered a chodesh em bezakona, then the heter will apply. Now Siv Mem Gimel, and that will lead us to an important point. Pardon? What do you think? What do you think will be the halacha of regular exercise? Why is this different? In what ways is this different?
This isn't regular, this is a one-off, isn't it?
I'm saying he could be doing it regularly. Because that's a Machal Briyim.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of Machal Briyim. Because that's something that people do when they're well as well.
Yeah. So, someone's walking home from shul and suddenly the heavens open. There's no effort to run home at that point.
Yeah.
Because you're allowed to...
Because that's running is not a refuah. Although some people will do it as a refuah, but it's not a refuah.
So you're saying that if someone... Thing, I want to hear... What could we say in Ganesh? That, you know, something... whatever it's called. Strain your legs from... Whatever. You know, there's an issue to walk on Shabbat.
Yeah, we'll get to some before Shalach later. There's a sif later about that.
I don't understand that if
Emis Almin has a clear medical purpose. And that's going to be evident from Sif Mem Gimel shortly. There's a medical purpose. He needs to schwitz. He's doing it for a very specific medical reason. And that's why it is also. If he's doing this simply because of the fun element, I don't know why somebody would want to do it for the fun element, but if somebody would just give him that kind of, that sense of relaxation of that kind of, then the halacha will be different. But this is a bit different, and I'll bring you the raya for that in Sif Mem Gimel. Mota lichvois kois cham ala tabu vela aloisoi. Person is allowed to, mota lichvois kois cham ala tabu vela aloisoi. Person is allowed to place a kois cham, a hot cup, ala tabu vela aloisoi, and to put it on his stomach. Here again, it's very similar to what we learned in Sif Mem. In fact, it's identical to what we saw in Sif Mem. Person had to take a hot cup and put it in his stomach if he's got stomach pain. And to keep it there. Now, what is it? I cannot describe it better than what the Mishnah Berurah does in Sif Kot and Kuf Lamed Dalet. This is the veins. There's veins in the ear or around the ear that at times, so it seems, need to be reinserted. Veins that are coming out a little bit. And the halos oznaim, bein beyad vekli, is to deal with the, probably internally with the veins, to put them back in the right place. I cannot describe it better than the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know precisely what it is, but it seems that there is such a concept that halos is naim. This is permitted. Bein biyad, whether you're doing it with your hand or with a kli, with a keli. ולהלו יש אונקלי דהיינו צנוך שכנגד הלב שנכפו לצער פנים, שכל אחד מאלה נעושים בסמונה כדי שנכש לשחיקה ויש לצער מהם.
Rabbi Isai, I want to discuss this because this is really important. Let's talk about the very first case because that's probably the most similar to what we can relate to. Mutter lichfo is kois cham ala tabu ולהלו. So you have to take a hot cup and put it on your stomach. If a person's got a stomachache, he can take a hot cup and put it on his stomach. Why is a person allowed to do that? Surely that should be included in the Shechikah Samamonim. Why allowed to take a hot cup and put it on his stomach? You're digging for medical reason. The person's got a stomachache. Why is it mutter? So you explained earlier because it could be, not necessarily. I'm leaving this out, although there's truth to it, but I'm leaving this out now because another reason which is coming out for me, which is really important. Why are you allowed to do that? Very good. Why not? Why not? Yeah, but we saw earlier that if a person would want to what was the example? If a person wants to have a shower, wants to put cold water over his shoulders. Because he's dislocated, that we said it's also osu. So what's the difference? So you're right. Lemaisi, you're right. I wanted to explain this. Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us that this is an important yisoid, that generally, there's a rule over here, that if you are doing something which cannot, because you're right, which cannot and will not lead to shechikas samamonim, because the treatment has nothing to do with grinding herbs, you will not end up grinding herbs because all you need is you need to have a hot cup. And you're not going to get a hot cup by grinding herbs. And therefore, a hot cup is permitted to be placed on your stomach because the whole gzeirah refuah was otu shechikas samamonim. If there's no way you're going to grind herbs, then this particular medical treatment is permitted.
And we have lots of examples of things that are also...
Very good. Indeed, we just had very good, and probably the most to closest is the one we saw in Sefer Membeis. Exercise, the Enmi Salmin, you wouldn't be allowed to. Why Enmi Salmin? Why Enmi Salmin? Why are you not allowed to do that? It's almost this exercise, this massage. Why are you not allowed to do that? Surely you're not going to end up doing Shechikas Hamonim. The answer is answer the Mishnah Berurah, and I'm going to skip the first. Mamash what the Mishnah Berurah asks. We're now mechavim to the Mishnah Berurah's question, which is the Achronim's question. It's called Kuflamet. Fu bechal refua ve'en lehakshoyz, and do not ask the following question. Kivin she'enkal shayr shchikas amonim hoyulon lehatir k'moy besiv ze besiv achaze. Since you're not going to end up doing shchikas amonim, so why is it also should be like in the hot cup that is permitted on the stomach? The answer is, since at times you will bring the schwitzing onto the ill person through herbs, we are therefore concerned he's going to do another refuah here too. As opposed to when it comes to the hot cup on the stomach, when it comes to a hot cup, you're not going to grind up herbs. That's exactly what you said. You're never going to end up grinding herbs into shechikas hamonim in order to reach. You have got a stomach pain, you need a hot cup. That's what you're going to do. And that's going to relieve the pain. That's mutter. You're not going to end up grinding herbs. But when it comes to the physical exercise, in that particular case, what you're trying to reach is the schwitzing. It's a very specific kind of exercise. You need to schwitz. There is also another way of getting, a chemical way of sweating, and that's by taking medicines, and that at times you'll obtain and reach and get to by taking chemical substances and shrikas herbs, and that's why you're going to end up when if the salmus doesn't work, you're going to end up doing the herbs, and that's shrikas amonim. That's why it's included in exer shrikas amonim. But if you're doing something which will never ever go and grind herbs, you're never going to do shrikas amonim because of this, and then it's actually permitted. And the example for that is the hot cup on your stomach, because the hot cup on your stomach, you're able to get that sensation, that feeling, that healing, that treatment by getting herbs. That's a very, very important yisoid. And that goes back to the hizalmos, to the normal exercise that you raise, Rav Gideon. What's the halacha of normal physio? There is no way, Rabbi Yisrael, that's a really important point. When it comes to physio, there is no way you can get the same outcome by taking medicines. Agreed or disagreed? There's no way you can get that physio done. You cannot get the same outcome by taking medicines. Therefore, the halacha is,
It's mutter. It's a very important yesod. And that's why it's mutter. Okay, Rabbi Sam, I'm going to stop here. We'll discuss it a bit more tomorrow because it's a very, very important yesod. Praise Hashem, we wish you good evening.